Hello and welcome to Campus Connection with OSU President Burns Hargis. And President Hargis, there was a whole lot of shaking going on Saturday night, and that was after the dramatic finish to the OSU K-State game.
There really was, Kelly. I was shaking from the game so much that I didn't even notice the earthquake hit there in Boone Pickens Stadium, where I was at least, was pretty stable. But it, as I say, it didn't matter. I was still shaking from that last 1 second play that our defense stopped. So, but yeah, these games are like that can really shorten your life. But what a way to go!
And a BCS number 2 ranking for the Cowboys.
Yeah, that's of course the all time high. I just can't say enough for Coach Mike Gundy and his staff and our players, and you know our fans. We fill that stadium up and they'll tell you that that is a big factor in these games, to have everybody behind them. But this team does pretty darn well on the road, too.
Absolutely. You also, Burns, wanted to give props to the OSU women's soccer team. Definitely a great season for the women's soccer team.
Oh, I really did. I felt so sorry for them to have that goal scored on them in the last, 9 seconds or something. By Texas A&M to win the tournament. They're ranked number 2, and they are seeded number 2 nationally, which is the highest seed ever in the national finals. So the Coach Carmichael and his staff have just done a wonderful job with our girls, and we're very proud of them and anxious to root them on to the national championship.
You know, President Hargis, the collegiate experience can be one of opportunity, and an OSU student is going to be living that opportunity with a trip to Russia. What can you tell us about Ashley Leonard?
Well, Ashley Leonard is a very outstanding young lady. She is currently the OSU Student Government Association president, which is a very lofty position here at OSU, because our SGA starts a lot of things that change our campus. The issues like a tobacco-free campus came originally out of the SGA. Same thing with all the recycling initiatives. So they're really a hands-on organization that we're very proud of, and especially proud of Ashley. She's a senior accounting and finance major. She's from Artesian, New Mexico. She's going to Russia this month. She leaves the 13th as one of 15 Kremlin Fellowship delegates from across the United States, and she's joining student leaders from Duke, MIT, Columbia, Stanford, and other schools. They're going to be meeting with political leaders in Russia, business officials, and they're going to learn a lot about the Russian culture. So it's a great opportunity for Ashley, and it's a great opportunity for all of the students that will be going, and we really encourage these kinds of trips for our students abroad, because they will indeed live in a global economy.
Talk to me a little bit about the opportunity to build leadership skills and how that's part of the OSU student experience.
Well, we believe as a land-grant mission that our job is to serve our state, and we do that by training great talent, doing great research, and sharing it with the state. We think great talent involves more than just academic knowledge and ability. It also involves leadership, so that you can make a positive, enduring, and lasting difference in your communities. So we work very hard at that, and we encourage our students to take part in activities that can build and improve their leadership skills so that they will be better citizens. So I can tell you that the campus activities that I was engaged in when I was here at OSU taught me a lot, and I know it teaches our students as well.
And hopefully when we visit this time next week, we won't have any new earthquakes to talk about.
I hope not, and I hope we have another victory that we can talk about in football.
Burns Hargis is president of Oklahoma State University.